Lightworkers Unite is a podcast and social show hosted by intuitive women, lightworkers, and most importantly, friends, Mayuman Manjeet. Welcome to our podcast, where we believe there is a lightworker within all of us.
Whether you are a medium, an educator, or a nuclear technologist, there's a lightworker within you, and we have work to do.
This is a call to action.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Hello. Welcome. Hi, Manjeet.
Hi, Mayum.
How's it going?
Hi. I'm good. I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. Good. It's good to see you, hear you, be with you.
So good to see you. And for those of you who can't see Mayum, she's wearing the most luxurious maroon, well, I was going to say rug, but it's a blanket. Because we're cuddling up, we're cold today. It's a cold November day. Do you want to start with some of your events coming up, Mayum?
Oh, yes. So, hey, guys. So I have coming up with Guided Gatherings. My website is guidedgatherings.com. And basically, I host gatherings with me where I would love to bring together women who are searching for connection and their like-minded friends. And we come together and I have what's coming up. It's called Sacred Circles. The first one is Sacred Circles, and it's all about power of thought. That is Wednesday, November 11th at 7 p.m. This is all via Zoom. I know, I'm sorry for those who have joined me in person because of the cold weather and the upcoming numbers of COVID, decided to not do them in person, even though we were safe and responsible. We're going to do them via Zoom from now on.
Yeah.
And the next one after that is December 9th. Again, these are Wednesday evenings, 7 p.m. That one is all about your dreams. That should be a really fun one. But it's, again, we're just going to get together. We're going to chit chat. I'll guide us a little bit first with a meditation and invocation to bring in spirit as we gather in our circle. But we're going to have and share many stories and just really have a lot of fun. Oh. So I would love to have you.
I love it. I love it. And then we're actually also going to do a podcast too around, you know, the thought and dreams too. So we can it's going to kind of maybe just be like a teaser for your awesome, awesome gathering.
Yes.
I love that.
I'm like this one. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, and also meditation. Yes. I'm sorry. I forgot. And December, I'm going to, because I have a meditation meetup series that's just now ending, and we're going to start a brand new one for the holidays. And I hope my ladies and anyone out there who's interested in meditating live as a beautiful group in the morning on Zoom, you do not need to show your face. You do not need to have your audio on. You just show up and I will guide you through the meditation to bring clarity, mindfulness, reduce stress and anxiety through the holidays, and just to bring us together for love, light.
I love it. Yeah. And if you haven't experienced any of her Mayum's meditations, they're kind of my favorites. They're really, really powerful and angel led.
And angel led. That's correct. I know that's, yes, I do not plan ahead of time. I just show up, we breathe in deeply, and then I say whatever comes out.
So, yeah. I love that. And, you know, it kind of fits really with our topic today signs from our
angels. Which is a great interlude / segue to Manjeet's upcoming circles. Tell us about what's coming up with Infinite Balance.
Oh, well, yeah, we have, I do a monthly intuitive women's circles as well. So those are really fun as well with the next one coming up is Thursday, the 5th. Of November. And that's it. There's a 10 a.m. session and a 7 p.m. session. And this one is all about signs from your angels. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, a little teaser today.
But what was that date again?
November 5th.
Okay.
Yeah. And, okay. And then I have a intuitive vision board workshop coming up on Sunday, November 8th. And this one is all about, discovering your life purpose. So it's going to be, yeah, pretty,
amazing.
Pretty insightful, I think, to kind of see where your life is going right now after this crazy year. It might be really fun to dive into that and really discover your purpose. And then you can always check out the website, of course, www. I've never actually said www before. So I don't know why. I mean, that's so weird. But yeah, Infinite Balance. It's infinitebalance.net. So yeah, you can always check out our stuff there.
Infinitebalance.net.
Net.
That's important. Yes. Awesome. And again, I have to say, I have done vision boarding with you. You came with me and my high school group of ladies and vision boarding, which was spectacular. Again, if you haven't done this with Manjeet, her interpretation of your boards afterwards is unbelievable.
Oh my
and so, goodness. So fun and so spot on. Oh. So spot on. And then so I highly recommend if you get a chance to, I know we're in doing everything virtually, but still she manages to make it magical, don't you?
Well, thank you for saying that. Yeah, it's definitely a learning curve, right? Trying to do these really, really intimate workshops with folks that you were used to doing. I mean, Liam and I did our intuitive vision board, the Meet Your Spirit Guides, and there was a lot of great spirit, a lot of energy, and it was just, it's so fun to do in person.
So I know, I miss that so much.
I know, kind of mourning that, but you know what?
That's breathe. Right.
This will end.
This too shall pass.
Yes. How about, do you feel like talking a little bit about angels?
I love angels. Let's talk about it. Let's do it.
I know. So, well, you know, I think it's kind of an interesting concept, right? Like this is signs from your angels, but, I think that most people would kind of define angels as like, kind of
benevolent biblical beings or something, right?
Yeah. And they seem to be very intertwined with, you know, Catholicism and Christianity, with, you know, the Archangel Michael and Raphael, and, you know, those are all like kind of really classic defined angels that, you know, are kind of transcend through our history. And so the whole theory, I think, with this is just to say that these are beings from another dimension that are here to help and serve us.
That's right. Absolutely.
And so they don't directly influence our lives per se, but they can offer suggestions, right? And they can help us when we're in struggle to help overcome obstacles or when we're making a big decision. And it is believed that angels, they know what is in our heart's desire. So they are working for us, yes, for our higher purpose. Yes. Uh-huh. Do you agree with that definition?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think people, like we had talked about earlier, was that the word angel is well received. We know that, you know, the halo is around angels and, oh, thank you so much. You're such an angel, someone who is serving and helping and guiding us. But I also, if I may, talk about angels to me could be like my dad. I mean, my dad is my angel now. Mm-hmm. He has since passed. And so those that have departed and who have crossed over or have left this earth and their life is now technically a spirit. And there are angels too. And they also want to reach out and guide us and provide us with messages and signs.
I love your definition, the expansion, I should say, of your definition. I love you're saying, you know, angels doesn't necessarily have to mean, you know, the biblical, you
wing, know, halo. Yeah.
Right. It's also kind of inviting in your spirit guides and, you know, also the ones that have passed over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, spirit guides, those. I believe, well, gosh, we should probably talk about that. I mean, because they kind of fall under that umbrella of angels, spirit guides, loved ones. But spirit guides are, I believe, I'm told, they can be someone that was a loved one, like a great grandfather or sometimes your grandmother who decided to take on that role to be your guide during a certain phase of your life. I also have learned that they are really ascended souls that have lived many lives and have elevated to a place now that they will not come back to live another human life, but will guide one of us on our path. So I just love that.
I love that. Yeah. And I have another circle coming up, calling, you know, calling all earth angels. And so that's a great, you know, a great way to think about it too, that, you know, there are lots of different kinds of angels that, you know, there's the incarnate angels, there's the elementals, there's like the walk-ins, there's like all these different star seeds. And, you know, there's all these like cool concepts. And essentially they're just people that have logged a lot of hours in other realms.
Yeah.
And right. So, angels. So they can come at, you know, as this traveler to help you if you're listening.
I like that.
You like that? That's Do you like that? Was that good? Yeah, I just think, you know, so, you know, what are some of the signs?
Sure, you and I both have all kinds of different stories of signs. Let's get into that. Oh, let's get into it. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
The numbers, you and I both know how we feel about numbers.
Yeah.
And how they have come to us in a time of need, guidance, affirmation, validation. So, and I'm sure a ton of you people out there, all you listeners out there, what are the numbers? Are there numbers that you get from your angels, from your guides, or maybe it's from a loved one that you see? Maybe it's a birthday, maybe it's a sequence. Maybe it's a special time, I don't know, that resonates with you and only you. So my number, if we're going to talk about numbers, is 444. I've been seeing it for forever, for 20 years, and all kinds of different times and in different places, like the bottom of my lipstick is 444.
I love that. I love that.
You have a number, Manjeet.
I do. And I kind of talk about it a lot in our one of our other episodes. Is it the Manjeet podcast?
Manjeet. Yep.
Meet Manjeet. Yeah. And I talk a lot about the 717, which is my birthday, and the birthday of two of my very special friends, Aaron and Cheryl. We all share the same birthday, 717. So, you know, we have a really kindred relationship too. They're very close to me, close in my heart. But yeah, it's just like kind of the angel's way of saying it. Whenever I would see 717 on the clock, that was my sign that everything was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And so that's I kind of spell out that whole story in that podcast. So you'll
if you haven't listened to it, yes, you have to go back to episode, I think it's show 2, that's Meet Manjeet. And it's all about her. And she talks about her number 717. Really cool story.
Well, and it was so weird, wasn't it? Like, because it was, as I was telling the story, like all like shit just completely
the
fan. Yes. It was like, right. It was like sign. It was like, we were talking about signs and then the universe is giving us all these other signs of disruption, exclamation points.
During
like,
the podcast.
It's a crazy series of like story because I'm trying to tell you my story and my phone starts beeping, which I had it on silence. My computer, our audio went on and off. Like the
weed whacker
gardener was like all of a sudden behind me. Like it was like really loud and it was like constant interruption. And it was like, it was very meta, right? I'm telling the story about signs and then the universe is like throwing all these signs on top of it saying yes, listen. And I think that's what I really love about this whole concept is, you know, what are the angel signs? What are the signs that the universe is giving us? Because if we don't talk about what they are, how do we pay attention to them? You know?
Well, right. And I think everyone receives their own signs, but let's talk about some of the universal signs.
Yeah. So the numbers is a great one. Kind of seeing repetitive numbers. Another really powerful angel sign is shapes. Yeah. So like people will look up into the clouds, you know, and constantly see the same shapes. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, I'm a big doodler. I doodle whenever I'm talking to anybody or a meeting or, you know, even when I'm coaching, it just kind of, you know, moves my brain a certain way. And I can, I'm always shocked that I'll be drawing the same symbol over and over and over and over again. And so it's kind of like paying attention to like that geometry, that sacred geometry. That
sacred geometry, yeah.
Yeah. I actually had
hearts
a client.
Are great. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Oh,
sorry. What was that?
Oh, I was going to say hearts are another one that I know a couple of people who really, they know when they see a heart, it means their mom, for instance. And they see them in the coolest places in the craziest forms, like a wad of gum on the pavement right in front of you as you get out of the car in the shape of a heart. So anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. I love that because, you know, when I say shapes, yeah, you're totally right. It's not just like, it's like in nature. It's like in the bubble gum, like it's in the tea, like it's in the, you know, like it is. It's just like being really open to that. Like, what are those signs? And I think that's what this podcast is really wanting to kind of touch on is, you know, what are your signs? What are you most attracted to? What are what are we not listening to that we can to help bring affirmation or guidance to us?
And what does that look like as far as how are you receiving it? Because it's not just visual, like people think, oh, signs, reading signs, seeing signs, but you can hear them with music. I know that when I'm in my car and I've got my music, which has got, you know, 4,000 something songs, and it's on shuffle, then all of a sudden Elvis will pop on just out of the blue in a time that I need to hear Elvis. I know that's my dad. Without a doubt, that's my dad. He was a huge Elvis lover. So music or a specific song can definitely trigger, that's a sign, like listening for the sign.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, music is a big one too. I love that. I know. And even like ringing in your ears, like you're talking about sound, you know, actually had a client just today that we were talking about, you know, hearing this really loud ringing, and it was kind of scary. And of course, you know, you want to be mindful that it's nothing like pathological, like actually physically wrong with your ear. But it was actually right after something scary had happened. And so the ringing, you know, was actually, you know, his guides saying, it's okay. Because they can't necessarily speak our language, they're on a different frequency. And so maybe that's how it's just manifesting in this life for us, is just this ringing, you know?
Right. Interesting. So was that the thought that entered his mind? Because I always say it's usually the sign is followed by the thought, whether it's of that person or whether it's about like, oh, I'm on the right track, or, oh, thank you for that, you know, validation. So sometimes people be like, well, I hear ringing all the time and I don't know what it means. Or gosh, I see feathers all the time, but I don't know what it means. Mm-hmm. And I always say, well, it's the one that you know what it means, because they're not just planting it in your line of vision or in your ear or in your nose, like smelling, you know, we can smell. Sometimes spirit will give us a scent that will trigger, but it's a knowing, it's the thought that is dropped in your mind at that time.
Yeah. And that gives context, right? That's kind of what you're saying. Like, it's not just like, just really being attentive to like, why is this happening? You know, why am I hearing this ringing? It's because I was thinking about my dad.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever, you know, it's so just kind of asking yourself when you're feeling and seeing these things, I love that. You know, what is top of mind in that moment?
What is that first thought that enters your mind? What's going on? Yeah. What are you doing?
I know there's a lot of different signs, and we're going to talk about them all in the circle, of course. But one of them that I was going to talk about today, just my, like one of the stories I had, is this, they kind of call it unexpected favors or success. And essentially it means like when all the stars align, it's like when everything good happens and it's like, holy shit. Like I did minimal effort, but I'm noticing that things are happening the way, like in a positive direction.
Yes.
And I think that with one of my stories, so this isn't, you're right. This isn't about what you're seeing. It's not about what you're hearing. It's about how you're feeling, you know? And so this was, thank you. I was, you know, trying to do some research, because I always like to like get, you know, just some basic preliminary information for her folks that are looking for some answers while we're discussing and talking about stuff. And I was, my father has like gifted me his library. A lot of his metaphysical books have landed in my home over the course of the last decade.
I need to get over there and get my hands on some of those.
Oh girl, I'm telling you, I can't even get through all of them because they're just so, and it's so diverse. It's like hypnotherapy and it's like astral projecting. And then there's like, you know, all this other like crazy shit about Ram Dass and like all these Hindu gods. And like, it's just really like, it's very eclectic and very, very spiritual, very cool. And so I never really know what I'm going to get, you know, when I look. So I have them kind of scattered in my bookcase, which is kind of a bit of a shit show right now. I mean, it is not cute because I'm kind of shuffling my office. And so I'm sitting here doing this research and I'm looking at, you know, all these healing angel tarot deck. And I'm looking at the Doreen Virtue because she's kind of the pioneer of angel work, you know,
used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So I'm kind of looking at like all the resources that I had accumulated. And all of a sudden I get this really weird feeling, like this really warm feeling up my spine. And I look, I'm compelled to look over to the left, which is where my bookcase is.
Uh-huh.
And I look over and I'm like, oh, is there something there for me? So I get up, which is like annoying because I'm all comfy and cozy in my chair. Mm-hmm. And I move, you know, all my shit books out of the way, like the fucking Twilight series and like all these like dumb books, you know. I mean, they're not dumb, but you know, like they're just like young adult stuff that I
love it.
Super fun stuff, but not like where I'm going today. Yeah, you know,
that's not what you were
looking for. So I move the book. The whole book, you know, all these different books. And I find this really tiny little book that my dad had given me. And it says, How to Talk with Your Angels.
I love it.
Kim O'Neill. It's like from 95. Like it's old, like yellow pages and shit. Like it's like, but it's brilliant. It's really fun. And it had lots of great information that I'm like, you know, want to, you know, inject into like the little circle. But I just thought I would have missed that.
Yeah. If you weren't quiet and felt and listened to that pull.
Right. Like if you're not paying attention, like I would never have looked there.
Yeah.
We just had this feeling, like this really weird feeling. And so that was kind of different for me. Cause usually it's like a number or like, I can hear things. I hear a lot of things. And I see things, you know, but I've never actually had that like pull, like that physical pull to get up and go somewhere. So I just thought that was cool. Like, so embracing all of those signs, guides, you know,
which is really all the clairs, right? We need to do a show on all the clairs, clairvoyance, clairaudient, claircognizant, that knowing. So when I get that pull is when I'm driving. I'm sure lots of people, right, kind of listening to the guides and listening to the signs that you're being pulled. Not that, you know, I'm one of those that I don't like to be on my phone while I'm driving, but it is plugged into my Apple, what do you call it? I can't, you know, the Apple car Apple.
Yeah. Yeah. Music.
Yeah. And, is it Apple Car? I can't, I've totally lost it. So it's connected through Apple, but if I'm messing with that and trying to listen to a podcast, all of a sudden I will just feel this like, look up, you know, stop doing that. And then I listen to it and I'm like, okay. And then I just stop and like pay attention. And I feel like it happens more often than not where I'm, and not that anything bad has happened, but they want me to get my eyes back on.
Oh wow! Like and a warning.
It is. It's kind of like stop and look up. And I always say out loud, "Okay,
okay."
Kind of yeah. Okay.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much.
It's just a feeling. I don't know. It's just a feeling. So I think that's one of the hardest ones to really listen to. I mean, when you see something, that's one thing. When you hear it, it's another. Smelling, obviously, I don't know what that one's called, but when there's a deep knowing, that's the hardest one to really validate.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You just gotta follow it.
Because it is right. It's a feeling.
It's just a feeling.
Yeah. And
yeah, the signs. I love that you got, see how the signs were to pull you in to find that book.
Yeah. It was cool. It was really, it was a fun way to like, you know, connect with our spirit guides and our angels, you know, just to give us. And I think that's the first part of it, right? Is if we want to create a strong connection with our, with the angelic realm, I think the very first step then becomes really just creating a space where that can happen. Don't you agree?
Yes. Yes. We have to create, we have to trust, we have to kind of get ourselves in that frequency.
Yeah.
And to be in that same frequency that they're vibrating at. So when they're trying to reach us, because they have to really, I know doing mediumship, those beautiful spirits have to lower theirs and I'm raising ours so that we can meet in the middle. And it's still the veil is so thin, but it's like talking through a shower curtain. But the signs, like, let's talk about when people see feathers.
Oh yeah.
That when they're at your feet and you're looking down and there they are. Or, I know of a story and I don't know this person. It's a story of a story where they found one in a fish tank. Going in, they went up to the fish tank to look and there was a feather for them. So in the weirdest places, in a pocket, all of a sudden, it's not like you're out walking around and the ducks are in the park and then, oh, there's a feather. It's like, here's a feather for you. And just kind of validating, I think, depending on the person, what they need to hear and feel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think that's one of the things that is so powerful about those angel signs, you know, seeing these, especially white feathers, like that seems to be the, like a pure, you know, angelic, you know, but not always. I mean, I've had black and brown, beautiful, big feathers.
Blue. Too. I like blue.
Oh, wow. Wow, that would be cool.
Blue jays. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And I think that the whole, what's cool is paying attention to it, you know? Yeah. And it's for me, when I see them, I just feel like, oh, I'm not alone.
Yes.
You know, so for me, it's like affirmation that like, I'm, whatever's happening around me, it's okay. I'm not alone.
Right.
You know?
No, we're not alone. And it is, it's so subtle, but well, some signs are subtle, but sometimes they are in our face. Mm-hmm. Right. And I that reminds me of the story that I want to share about my latest sign from an angel that I asked for. So I always like to teach this also with clients is to play that game. Like let's ask your angels, your spirit guides, your loved ones, ask them for a sign. And wait, and once you ask and put that intention out there, wait for the next, you know, 3 to 5 days as it appears. But you have to be open to receive because it may not come in the form that you're expecting. Mm-hmm. It could come in all kinds of ways to reach you. They get really creative. So I took this mediumship course with Suzanne Giesman, who's a very well-known medium and spiritual teacher. And she had us in the class, and now mind you, there was like 600 on this Zoom call, but it was really fascinating to hear her say, okay, this is something we're going to do, class. I want you to ask whoever you want to connect with to give you a sign. This is validation that you are really talking to them. And I work very closely with Archangel Michael, and I have for like the last 20 years, he's just kind of my guy. So I thought, okay, here we go. I'm going to do it. And she was giving us ideas like, and ask, and this is during COVID too. This was back in March. So we're on lockdown. And she said, now they're going to get creative because not everyone's out and about now. So think about how you're going to receive this. Be open-minded. And I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And ask for something unique, not like a feather or a coin or a number, like do something different. So I asked for an effing sword. I said, okay, Archangel Michael, I know that you carry this beautiful sword. And I was like, okay, I'm going to ask if I am really, truly communicating and working with the Archangel Michael, give me a sign and show me a sword. And I want it in my face so that I know for sure.
I love it.
So that's what I did. And can I just tell you, even just putting it out there, when I made that declaration, I was scared as shit, man.
Really?
I was like, I thought I just did the impossible. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, I know. In COVID, right. How are you going to see a sword? Like, that's a good stretch, kid.
I was like, really? I got to set him up for success, not failure. But I thought, no, this is tricky. I have to really trust it. I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
That she had said, Suzanne Giesman had said, she was, when you come up with whatever is the sign you want, just know that you think it's your thought, but they are the ones that are placing it in your mind.
I love it.
So that they know. So whatever, how crazy it is, just know that they don't think it's crazy because they put it in your mind. So I remembered that. I'm like, okay, the first thing that came to me was the sword. Like, let's do this. And sure enough,
I love it.
Time, my oldest daughter, Melina, and I think I have three daughters, and the older two were with me watching, I don't even know, it was one of those vampire shows. I can't remember what it's called now, The Originals or something like that, right, on Netflix. Yeah. And that's our time at night to sit and talk and watch. So in the back of my mind, I'm like, ooh, maybe I'll see a sword on this. I actually thought like, oh, maybe. And then nothing, just watching. And then, and days go by. I think it was like 3 or 4 days. And I felt kind of sad and kind of bummed. Oh, like, oh my gosh, it's not going to happen. So then I thought, holy shit, maybe I'm really not working with the Archangel Michael.
Oh, no.
Which I'm like, well, am I really going to go there? Because I know I am.
Yeah.
But I put out this little test and I thought, he's got to come through. So here we are one night and we're getting ready to watch her show. And Melina out of the blue says, you know what? I don't feel like watching that. Can we watch something else? And I'm kind of there and I'm kind of not. I'm like working or reading or on my phone. I said, yeah, sweetie, whatever you want. I'm game. She goes, how about a Queer Eye for the Straight Guy? And I was like, oh yeah, I love that show. Let's do that.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Love that show. And so we're watching and I'm really into it. I'm really into it. And yeah. I'm just kind of enthralled with them and who they were helping. It was such a feel good. I remember tearing up. And they go into, and I can't remember his name. It's the one that does the hair. He's the very funny, cute one with the beard.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember his name.
I can't remember his name. Someone please comment down below what his name is. Yes. I love him. Love him.
And yeah, he's awesome.
He goes into this man's closet and there is shit everywhere. It's like a hoarder's closet. It felt so bad. He goes in there and is like, oh my. And he reaches in out of nowhere, pulls out this enormous sword.
Yeah, he did.
Like slow motion. I know you can see me manage, but it's like pulls it up and out, slow motion. And it, and the TV editors put a little glisten, like ding, like you see the spark. Oh. And it is there on the TV in my face.
Oh my gosh.
Big as can be, and my whole body, I got the huge chills. I call them truth shivers. And I was like, holy shit. I go, there it is. There's the sword. And I was kind of freaking out, like, oh my God. And I was, and Malene goes, oh my God, Mom, what? And I said, pause, TV. I have to tell you what's going on. So I told her, listen, I had this thing in the class and I had asked for a sign for it had to be a sword. And she looked at me like I had three heads.
Yeah.
She goes, Mom. The last three nights you've seen a sword. Remember that one guy that took the sword and was scratching along the fence? And remember that other guy that took the sword and chopped the guy's head off or whatever it was in the whole vampire thing?
Oh yeah.
I didn't see it. I was like, not. And there it was in front of me. I didn't even see it. She's like, what are you talking about? And I took that to mean, wow. I didn't see it, or I wasn't ready, or I don't know. And then he was like, really, Mayum? Okay, how about this?
Yeah, in the most like obscure place.
Why would a sword be in this man's closet?
Yeah.
Because it was just so ridiculously random. And I just had, and it was, and Melina goes, Mom, I just picked this show out of the blue randomly. It was like, I didn't even know what it was about. It's not like it said in the description, you know, guy finds sword. It was like, she's like, I had no idea what this one was about. So anyway, long story short, that was a huge sign. And so from that moment on, I know without a doubt that I am working with Archangel Michael.
Oh my gosh. I love that story. You know what I love about well, I mean, I love all of it, but what I really found intriguing was how, you know, that Archangel Michael like was presenting the signs. You know, for all those days that you were losing hope.
Right.
You know? And so it just really like, I think that's why this is so like such an exciting topic for me, because, and like, and you obviously, because it's like, what are we not listening to?
Right. I wasn't obviously aware or mindful.
For whatever reason, like that, just that awareness, that intention, it just wasn't there. And so I think, that is kind of like a call to action. You know, if you are open to listening to the signs of our angels and guides and spirit, and, you know, spirits from the spirit world, being open and really being, you know, resilient to that, like, you know, I'm open. I'm ready to hear.
And I'm a fucking medium. I should have been open. I hope that's okay. I hope no one minds the F word on this podcast, but I really and seriously was like, come on, ma'am. Like I didn't even see it, but my daughter did, you know,
I love that. I love that story, you know, because what you were asking for was a stretch as well.
Yes.
I mean, for you to say, oh yeah, I'm going to like, please give me, you know, I'm like, really? I mean, that's a stretch. Looking for a sword, yo.
Like you said, in COVID, where I'm not leaving the house.
Yeah.
What's that going to happen?
I know. Well, and I love that Archangel Michael, and I know that how connected you guys are, but I just love how he was there all those days, you know, helping you through.
It was really him. Yeah.
So I think that's what I'm really curious about for anybody listening. You know, I guess another great way that we can get signs from our angels and spirit guides is through dreams. So
yes.
Do you have any?
Oh, I just told a story. Tell me, let's hear one of your stories.
Oh, well, oh God. Well, mine wasn't a dream related. Gosh, I just, my mind just went blank there for a second. Well, I guess I do have a feather story.
I want to hear that. Yeah. We could save the dreams for the dream show.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I love that. Yes. That's coming. But yeah, it's a cool way to think about how we're kind of foreshadowing into like your circle with the dreams. Cause there's some cool ways that they communicate when we're not aware, you know?
Oh yeah. When we're asleep. Yeah. So keep going. Yeah. Tell me about the feather.
You might know this one. I think you might know this one. This was when we were in Eastern Washington, actually on our property.
Yes.
And you know, we, Mame and I, our families go to Eastern Washington every year. We did miss the last one though. I feel sad about that. But and we do camping and stuff like that. And we have a little property up there that we were looking at. And I felt very like moved as we were driving onto the property. I hadn't been there before or, you know, in a really long time. And so I was very like, I was very connected to the First Nations energy there. Mm. I could feel like this old, you know, energy of peoples before us. And I could almost see like life happening on the property because it's secluded. There's nobody there, you know, we're driving down these little kind of dirt roads to like, you know, where the clearings are. And it's right on the Roosevelt, Lake Roosevelt. So it's, you know, there, it's like, it's beautiful, but it's just so quiet. And I just felt really like, I felt really compelled to do like a prayer. I did a meditation just as we're driving through, asking permission to be on the property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, can we share this land? You know, because I was like, this is like, you know, maybe one day where we, you know, want to build or, you know, it's just a really nice a place. And I was like, where, you know, can we share this property? Is that okay? And I look over and there's this huge family of deer.
Oh, no way. I don't know the story.
Yeah. So I just remember going, wow, okay, that's really beautiful. It was like they were very peaceful and they just watched the car go by. And we jump out of the car once we get to like this little landing area where you can build. It's kind of flat. And Mina, my youngest, goes running. Mira goes running. And I'm freaking out because I'm like, there's some snakes up in this place. Like, I'm scared of this place. I don't like it. It's like a desert. I'm like,
Yeah,
girls, get back here, you
it's
know.
true. There
And I'm
are.
nervous, you know, and there's like a fucking like cliff, you know, like where it drops down into the water. And I'm just like, oh God, like I'm a little nervous, you know, because I've got these two little punks, you know, running around. And Mina just books it across the property and comes back. I said, Mina, get back here. And she comes back with this huge feather.
Oh my gosh, I just got chills.
Yeah, it was like massive, like
Ooh,
and
like
she
from a
just,
headdress.
I don't know what, yeah, I mean it looked like it belonged to somebody. Like it was, and it was just in the middle of nowhere, you know. And
What
Mina
did it
brings
look?
it back. It was brown with black stripes. And so I don't know, they have wild turkeys there and stuff, don't
They
they?
do. They
Yeah.
do.
So I just assumed that's what it was, but I don't know birds.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about birds. That's not my strength, but I just kind of made that assumption. But Mina brings it back to me, and I got really emotional. Like I just my eyes just started welling, and it was like this peace offering. It was like this, it's okay that you're here. Welcome. You know,
Welcome.
it was like this, like
It's
I
amazing.
just, yeah, it was really profound for me. It felt like I still have it in the house. So when we build,
Yay.
if we ever do, it'll be like
It'll
framed
be there.
in my
Yes.
house.
Oh
It
my
was
gosh.
just this really welcoming energy, like this very gracious gift that
Oh, I love that.
your
See.
family. Oh.
And that was for you. And you knew what it was because you could feel it. Like you knew what that meant.
I did in that moment for sure. And I'm not a big feather girl. Like I don't have a ton of feathers, but it fit, you know, with the First Nations family, the people that were there, and just the way it just felt like, oh, I knew exactly what it was. I had no doubt in my mind, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was like trying to yell at Mina for booking it across this scary property with snakes and such. But I kind of reeled it back in, and then, you know, I kind of went,
Love
yeah.
that so much. I love, love. I'd like to see that feather.
Oh yeah, I'll show it to you. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's just it was so big. Like that was the thing. I was like, I didn't even know birds could get that big, yo.
Big feathers, yeah.
Big feathers.
Wonder if it was like a hawk.
Yeah, it
But
could be.
turkey feathers are brown and black striped, kind
Are
of.
they?
Yeah, like light brown, dark brown. So, but and black. So it depends. I'd love to see it.
Yeah. You'll be able to
Ooh.
analyze it and tell
But
me anymore.
maybe, yeah. But it still was your feather given to you by those people.
Yeah, I felt that. I really felt that. I felt like I just felt an affinity to the
Yeah.
land then too, right? I felt really kindred. I felt really like connected. I felt like I had permission because that's what I kept saying, do I have permission? You know, I was asking like, may I have permission to be here? Like our family, like we are a good family. We
Yeah.
want to, you know, we want to grow here. We want to love here. Like I just kept saying things like that. Like I couldn't really figure out like why. And then when I got the, you know, then I was like, okay, it all made sense.
I
So it's
love.
kind of no, it's a lot of storytelling today.
I
Holy.
know it's cool stuff though. I could talk to you forever, especially when it comes to angel signs or you can we have so many more. I mean, we could just rattle them off and then there was this and then there was this.
Yeah. So this is just an opportunity to either, you know, join the circle
Yeah.
on Thursday, or feel free to write your stories below. You know, let us know
Please
what you.
like, we would love to have followers. So subscribe to our podcast, please, and like our podcast. Give us feedback, leave your comments, tell us who you are and where you're from. And tell us if you have ideas of more topics you'd like to hear, or if you would like to be a guest on our show, let us know.
Oh, yes, we would love to have you. We've got so many fun things
We do.
slated for you guys to talk about, all this like awesome high vibe. stuff. So if you are a light worker, let's unite.
Yes. Come together. And if you're not a light worker, mm-hmm. why don't you join us to find out if you deep down would like to be or are, because I don't want to exclude anyone who's like, oh, I'm not a light worker, so I'm not going to listen to this. But this podcast, me and Manj, we're for everyone. We're for anyone out there who wants to join us. We want to bring together the tribe and let's visit. Let's talk. Let's laugh. We do have a lot of fun. I wish you guys could see us looking at each other. Maybe that'll be in the future. We are talking about doing live shows where you can watch us do the podcast live, and maybe even interact, and we will be here together. It would be kind of fun.
Yeah. Let us know your thoughts. We love you. And thank you so much for joining us and listening to our stories. We would love to hear your stories. If you are dabbling in the light work realm and want to be a guest, and you want to you want to share your light worker ability, please let us know.
Let us know. You know how to reach us.
Yay!
Down below. All right, everyone. Thanks, Manji. Love you so much. This is fantastic.
Thank you, my sister. That was fun.
Until next week.
Mwah. Mwah. Bye.
Bye.